Good morning. Who's calling Christian?
Oh, hi, it's Alan Fletcher here, a.k.a. Dr. Carl Kennedy from Neighbours calling Christian.
Dr. Carl Kennedy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. I was pleased to get through.
Listen, when a doctor calls, you take the call. It's as simple as that. I mean, I remember, and people must say this all the time, I was actually in my sort of last year at university, and we'd all watched Neighbours when you first arrived. How many, is it 20, over 20 years you've been in it?
Yeah, 22 years. 1994 I turned up. Which in the UK might have been a bit later. It might have been 1995 in the UK because of at that stage the show was still a fair bit behind. Of course, these days Neighbours is shown on the same day in Australia and the UK, but not so back then. So yeah, somewhere around about 94, 95 you would have first seen me. 22 wonderful years I've had.
But weren't you also in it? Didn't you have a smaller role and then left and then came back as a totally different character?
Well, you're good at your research, aren't you? Yes, absolutely true. I played a guy called Greg Cooper for 3 weeks only in 1987 or something similar. Yeah, there was a little time where they ran out of mechanics. One person left and the next one couldn't come for 3 weeks. So they needed a mechanic to look after Kylie Minogue, who was the apprentice.
Yeah.
So I got a 3-week gig out of Neighbours, which was absolutely marvellous at this time. And formed a lot of lifelong friendships. At that time, they did actually ask me to stay around, do a bit longer, but I was busy working on the stage at that stage. So I was very pleased to come back 7 years later as a fully qualified doctor.
So you say that just in your first moment on the show when you were working with Kylie, and then also wasn't Margot Robbie in Neighbours as well for a while?
She was indeed. Yes, I think she did at least 2 or 3 years, actually. Margot was probably, I would say, probably one of my favourite actors it's ever been on the show. Just from the first moment she started working on the show, it was quite clear to Jackie Woodburn, who plays Susan, and myself, that she was like destined for stardom. I don't know there isn't a brief, an acting brief that Margot can't fill. So it was absolutely thrilling to see her career blossom the way it has.
So out of all of these storylines you've had over the years, what are some of the ones that sort of stand out that you've enjoyed more?
Well, the affair with Sarah was quite interesting. That was a 2-year affair where everything was based around one kiss. But, you know, there was still... It led to my favourite moment in the
was
show.
Was that the big slap?
The big slap, yes. It still remains probably my favourite. My favourite Neighbours moment. But I have to say, all the years I've been on Neighbours, my favourite episode of Neighbours is episode 7000. And it's my favourite because it was what I got up to was completely stupid. I won $7,000 in a raffle prize, then lost the ticket. And so I had to run around the neighbourhood trying to find my ticket and collect lemons to make lemon curd at the same time. And the whole thing ended up with me having to nude up over at Toadie's place where he was having a naturalist lunch. And I found my lost ticket stuck to Toadie's backside. And if you've never seen this episode of Neighbours, I would encourage you, by any means, legal or not, to have a look. Because it's
That's
very
incredible.
Silly.
It's like something come out of the brain of David Lynch or something. But the writer's massive. That's quite amazing.
It was a bit of writing genius that we get at Neighbours.
And
very silly.
What new storylines have you got coming up? What can you tease us about? Oh. What have you got?
Well, I have to say, if you haven't been watching Neighbours and you turned it on right today, then you'd be in a state of shock. We're in the middle of probably one of our biggest storylines for many years, which is one of the reasons I'm here over in the UK, actually, to be honest. You will see tonight that there's a terrible accident, and I arrive at the scene of this accident and have to perform some emergency surgery in a rather radical way. That in itself is shocking, but the ramifications of doing that, of course, play out now over the next couple of weeks. Every character in the show is involved heavily in this story. It involves a balloon and a terrible accident with a balloon. So,
you can't leave it there. What do you mean a terrible accident with it? Like a hot air balloon?
A hot air balloon, yes.
Oh my! What a grisly storyline.
I know. It's a ripper, I've got to say, guys. don't miss this one.
So hang on a minute. Are you all in like the basket? Are you stuck up there or something?
Well, Carl's not in the basket. He turns up at the scene of the accident after it, and he's had a bit of a heavy night the night before as well. So there's some question in his mind whether or not he's really qualified to deal with the situation. So and that of course plays out a little bit later. Can I ask you, when was the last time you saw an episode of Neighbours?
I'll be honest with you. It was. Yep. It's obviously now I'm a busy man. I haven't got a lot of time to watch daytime TV. But this hot air ballooning incident is going to draw me back in, I think, as a lapsed
viewer. It's got you, hasn't it?
Yes.
5:30 tonight. Channel 5. It's got you. I know it has. So don't forget to tune in.
I've got to see it. And I've just had a quick look on Twitter. I've seen you that you're are you a Liverpool fan?
I am indeed, yes. And I had the pleasure of seeing them play twice this year. But I was at Stamford Bridge to see the win over Chelsea, and then up in Mansfield to see the win over Hull, and then watched the hard fought win on the weekend against Swansea while I was in a bar in Lisbon. So I've had an absolute joy of it.
So how come you're a Liverpool fan? You're from Perth, aren't you?
I am from Perth. People often ask. I know it seems a little strange, but it's really tied up more with the music, with Liverpool and the Beatles and so forth. And sort of ferry across the Mersey was kind of that sound, the Merseyside sound, and everything was very big in Australia and big with me. And I just always had a love for the city of Liverpool and the romance of it. And so I started. Of course, we had Craig Johnston. Johnston went and played for Liverpool, and Harry Kewell.
Yep.
So I've always felt an affinity.
Oh, good on you! And who's asked you to give us a call?
The lovely Sam King contacted me. She's a nurse, actually, and her hubby. They both work in the medical profession, and unfortunately, they lost someone very important to them with cancer. And so they spend an enormous amount of their time supporting the Royal Marsden Cancer Trust, which I've looked into. The Royal Marsden is
an amazing place.
Leading hospital for cancer. And I thought, such a worthy thing. So many of us are touched by cancer. Just a close friend of mine in the UK diagnosed with wound cancer just recently. And, so many people touched with cancer, but by cancer. And I think this is a great charity to support for that very reason. So lovely Sam King, Nurse King. She's also offered to come and work for me in Erinsborough, which is really sweet as well.
Sounds like you're going to need some help with this hot air balloon disaster and you've been hammered.
Well, exactly, and I am the only doctor in Erinsborough, so it's hard work for the next few weeks for me.
And now the question that you've been set by Spandau Ballet's frontman, Tony Hadley, is how old is Tony Bennett?
Gorgeous. Well, he's older than me and younger than Moses, I know that. I have to say to you, I follow Tony Bennett on Twitter, so I do remember not so long ago that he celebrated a major milestone birthday, about something like 90, I think.
Wow, I didn't think anyone would know the answer to that, but you're obviously into your music. You're in a band as well. He is an IT. You're in a band.
Yeah, I have. I've got a band called Waiting Room, and I also play in a trio in Melbourne as well, which is some of the members of that band playing in a different set, a different lineup. So every week I'm playing in Melbourne. Down at the Elephant Wheelbarrow in St Kilda, and lots of Neighbours fans like to come down and have a sing with me and say hello, which is fabulous.
Fantastic.
It's a part of my life. I've really enjoyed, and it's a great bonus for me, the fact that Neighbours has given me this entree into music as well, because I've toured the UK many times with my band, and the fans keep coming, which is awesome.
That's fantastic. Now, what's a question from you, Adam?
Well, I'm a bit dry about this. I'm a bit of an amateur philosopher, so I'm going to ask, what moment in your past would you take back?
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's a can of worms, isn't it?
Well, I'm hoping it is.
It is. What would it be for you?
The things I have, I suppose it's fair to say that I might have like three or four major regrets in my life.
Yeah.
But I like to say to myself, remind myself that life is made up of your mistakes as much as your successes.
Absolutely, yeah.
And if you ever took back any of your mistakes, you're actually robbing yourself of life experience. So, in a sense, I'd say I would never take anything back. I'd just try and learn from it.
Well, good for you. Listen, thank you so much for giving us a call. And thank Nurse King for getting us to call us and the great work they do at Royal Marsden Cancer Trust as well. It has been a joy to chat to you, Alan Fletcher, Dr. Carl Kennedy. Good luck with the band and the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Great chat. Thank you, guys.
And, of course, cheers. That hot air balloon disaster, I'll be tuning in at 5 today to see this.
Do not miss.
I won't. It's unmissable TV. Thank you very much, Alan. Have a good day.
Good on you. Cheers, guys. Bye.